These are domestic terrorists.
The six was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Working's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn. Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me get rid of that background. There we go. Wow. All right. Well, holy smokes. Yeah, it, woe to those. All right, Isaiah 5:20. And, actually, I'm gonna have to go here. I'm going to have to go here. Okay. Let's see. Let me go back down to here. Okay. Therefore, my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Their honorable men are famished and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, Sheol has enlarged itself and opened its mouth beyond measure. Their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he who is jubilant shall descend into it. People shall be brought down. Each man shall be humbled in the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled, but the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God who is holy shall be hallowed in righteousness. Then the lamb shall feed in their pasture, and in the waste places of the fat ones strangers shall eat. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin as if with a cart rope, that say, let him make speed and hasten his work that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come that we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. My. Folks, I got to show you something, and then I'm going to, for those that are listening on the radio, I'm going to tell you about it. And I'm just, it's so sad. I would be stunned. I really truly would be stunned. But were it for what I already know and have known for many years about this particular individual and about this church, and it's sad and it's unfortunate. Now it's probably been 25 years at least, something along that line. The person that I'm about to talk about here was on the cover of Time magazine, and the implications were that they were going to be the new Billy Graham. They were all over the place, TBN, and they were everywhere. And I don't know if they're even on TBN anymore, to be honest. I haven't looked to see. I hope not. So Beto O'Rourke. Robert O'Rourke. He's an Irishman. He is not Hispanic in any way, shape, or form. And he uses Beto in order to try to pretend. And that's what these guys do. But he is for taking your guns. He is for taking away your religious expression. You say, well, no, you know, you're going to talk about a story about him being at a church. I'm going to talk about a story about being at a place that has sold its soul to Satan. This is not a church. I'm sorry, but it's not a church. And happy to have somebody come on and explain to me why they think that it still is. And then explain how this works. So, you know, and I do understand reaching out to sinners, reaching out to the lost. I understand those things. And let me do just a quick search here. Let's see if we've got that. Okay. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of folks putting T.D. Jakes on blast, from my friend Doug Giles to Sean Fuchs to Charlie Kirk. There's a variety of people that are putting him on blast. So, Beto O'Rourke was warmly welcomed into the Potter's House in Dallas, Texas, this past Sunday, October the 23rd. He thanked Jakes on Twitter, saying it was an honor to be welcomed into the Potter's House by Bishop T.D. Jakes. Thank you for having me at this morning service in Dallas. And, you know, look, again, he is pro-abortion, pro-death, pro-murdering babies under a Beto O'Rourke. And it just absolutely blows my mind when I see these commercials and they say, oh, Greg Abbott's support, you know, the pro-life guys, Abbott, Patrick, Paxson, you know, talking about pro-life, but Texas's pro-life position is detrimental to women because now women are going to be victims. Let's think about what they're saying and how illogical it is. Women are victimized. If a young girl is being victimized by a pedophile, by an older man, and he gets her pregnant, if abortion is easily accessible, then all of the roadblocks to stop his behavior, there are none. They don't exist because, hey, if she gets pregnant, big deal. I'll just take her down to the clinic and we'll get it taken care of. But if you restrict the ability to do that, now actually you have created a defense for that woman, because that man has to think, if I do something here and she ends up pregnant, it is going to be much more difficult to get rid of the evidence of what I have done. It makes no sense to me. Their logic is non-logical. By limiting abortion on rapes and incest, what you are doing is you are now saying, hey, guess what? Whoever did this to you, we're going to catch them. Whoever did this to you, you can say to your physician, this is what happened to me. Because it's the only way that you get, if there's any kind of exception made, a report has to be made. And now the person responsible is going to jail. And there's a far greater chance of catching that individual than in a situation where a young woman can be abused, molested, raped at school, as an example, and sent off to the school counselor and doesn't have to disclose how it happened or what happened, simply that, hey, she's pregnant and she wants to get rid of the baby, and isn't that right? And the rapist, the abuser who did it to her, is in the room with her and the counselor, no parents present, no one available to protect her, saying, isn't that right? That's what you're pregnant, right? You told me you were pregnant. And all she, and yes. And boom, whisked off to the abortion clinic. The abortion is done and then brought back to school to be abused again, I don't know, in another week or two? Because the perpetrator was in the room intimidating the victim in front of the counselor, And the grooming has been going on in the schools. Folks, I don't understand why this logic isn't discussed. I don't know why people aren't saying, wait a minute, you're an idiot. You think what? You think that opening up the floodgates of clinics is going to protect women? How ludicrous. And what an insult to the intelligence of a woman. What an insult to her intelligence to suggest that somehow protecting the perpetrator and allowing her to be able to be used and manipulated and assaulted sexually and then sent off to a clinic so that the evidence can be discarded. And supposedly this is supposed to be protecting women. How crazy. Beto O'Rourke shows up. Here's a picture of it if you're watching us. Here's a picture right here. Beto O'Rourke showed up and was warmly embraced by T.D. Jakes at the Potter's House in Dallas, Texas. This is absolutely disgusting. And I want to talk more about this because killing the babies, that's a horrific thing. But Beto O'Rourke also is all about transgenderism and sodomy. Back after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets. Wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, I'm bringing up the issues of Beto O'Rourke and his policies. He's for open borders. He will be a just absolutely horrific when it comes to defending Texas and our southern border, which is an incredibly important issue. But I'm talking now specifically about the invitation from T.D. Jakes. And so the question that is begged to be answered is what was the purpose in bringing Beto O'Rourke or opening your arms to Beto O'Rourke? It was the purpose of this to confront him about the sin issues that he endorses, the murder of babies, infanticide, the hormonal transitioning and the perversion of children in schools, his penchant for supporting the sodomite agenda. I mean, are those the things? Are we confronting the sinner over their sin? And let's remember that we have two things going on always. We have the individual and their individual issues, and we want to love them. We want to share Christ with them in an atmosphere of love. There's no way you're going to convert someone. Janet Boynes has been on my program and talked about how she was taken in by a church and they loved her. They loved her, knowing she was a lesbian. She was open with her lesbian behavior, but they brought her in. Now, they never said, yeah, that's okay. There wasn't anybody in the congregation that went and tried to sleep with her. But they brought her in, and they included her in their Bible studies, and they included her in their activities, and they showed her love. And that broke down the walls. And then that began to allow the Holy Spirit to do the healing process that was necessary to bring her to the place of saying, you know, I'm reading the word. And they didn't hide it. They just, this is what God's word has to say. And as she read the word, she recognized the sin in her life, as we all do when we come to that place. And she asked for forgiveness. My friend George Carneal Jr. from Queer to Christ, same issue. Understand, we love the individual. We do not love the sin, and we're very open about the position that we take. Now, that's different than laying out the policies or the laws, which the agenda itself and the indoctrinators of that agenda and the activist who is actively wants to argue and wants to try to force it on people. And this is what we're dealing with when we're dealing with someone like a Beto O'Rourke. So on the one hand, yes, we have his individual soul that we have concern over, but on the other hand, As a candidate for governor, T.D. Jakes has put himself out there. But here's something that people, this is a big reason why there was a pullback on promoting T.D. Jakes. And I can tell you from my experience of having been in the music business for just a few minutes that I was informed that one of T.D. Jakes' prominent worship leaders was in fact a homosexual. What they call on the down low. But there was active homosexual activity taking place within the Potter's house, and this goes back 20 some odd years. And this was an individual who a lot of the church was aware was a practicing homosexual, not somebody trying to get right, but somebody who was actively practicing, going out, clubbing it on Friday or Saturday nights or sometime during the week, whenever it was, and then showing up on Sunday mornings and leading worship in the church while practicing sodomy. Now, here's an article. This is an article that is on Windy City Times, written by the Reverend Irene Monroe from January 4th, 2009. When preachers pontificate too much from on high about the sins of homosexual sex, the cautionary tale is to be careful of what you say, because your words invariably will come back to bite you, as we have seen with fallen evangelical star, the Reverend Ted Haggard. For Bishop T.D. Jakes, the internationally known African-American evangelical star dubbed as the Black Billy Graham, his rantings against homosexuality have come back to bite him in the form of his oldest son's recent arrest. On January 3rd, 2009, Jermaine Jakes, was arrested in a sex sting for openly soliciting gay sex from an undercover vice detective in a public park just a few blocks from his father's church, the Potter's House, a 30,000-member megachurch in Dallas, Texas. The arrest warrant affidavit filed by Dallas police detectives on Jermaine Jakes stated the following. Suspect Jakes walked directly over to where Detective X was and stood next to Detective X with his private parts exposed through his unzipped pants. Suspect Jakes committed the offense of indecent exposure by exposing his private parts in a public place with his intent to gratify or arouse the sexual desire of himself. Suspect Jakes was reckless about whether another was present who would be offended or alarmed by his actions. And then this was obviously going on about this. In 2005, Kevin Boylan and Jasmine Canet kicked off a five-part series outing black pastors on their respective websites. They queried publicly if prominent pastors in the black community, bishops like T.D. Jakes and Eddie Long, who constantly railed against LGBTQ people, were actually struggling with their own sexual orientation. Ministers, and she goes on to talk more and more about that. Here's the Eddie Long, as we know, was later proven to have been, involved in some pretty heinous behavior when it came to individuals within his church and adulterous affairs and so on and so forth. I don't know about T.D. Jakes or his sexual orientation or if he's a closet homosexual or not. What I do know is that you cannot have somebody like Beto O'Rourke and appear to endorse them and still call yourself Christian.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Legal products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure, first of all, to thank you. Once again, I just want to say God bless everyone that watches us on TECN TV. I've asked you to do a couple of things. One, I've asked you to please share with your friends ChosenGenerationRadio.com, our website. Because if you share that, you share the player. And if you share the player and people are watching, that increases our audience. And it increases the audience for the network of TECNTV.com. And I congratulate TECN.TV, TECNTV, for reaching 4.13 million viewers this year. How about that? Is that not something else? That is just absolutely... See if I got... Yeah, there we go. Yeah. That is fantastic. So, to
and
Kenneth,
the crowd goes wild.
They do. Yeah. So to Kenneth McClinton, the founder and the chairman, congratulations to everyone. And, also want to welcome. So, Pastor David Lowry, good friend. We got him on the network. He's on at 6 p.m. Now Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And brand new, announcement, and that is, my good friend, Michelle Swinnick, has joined as well, and we welcome her. She is doing Jesus Rocks featuring Michelle Swinnick Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, and then also on Tuesdays and Thursdays, she'll be doing Everything Home. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, Michelle Swinnick will be here on the TECN TV, and you can watch her right here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Michelle's a dear friend. I introduced her to the network, and so glad that she is able to be a part of it as well. But so share that. That's number one. Number two, please consider buying me a cup of coffee. I need some more folks to buy me coffees, please. And you can do that at paypal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg at the Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR, or Venmo at PastorGregCGR, at PastorGregCGR, or simply go to the website and click on the donate button at the very top. Just click on donate, go over there, and you can put your information in, put your card information in, or if you want to use the old-fashioned way, make your check payable to Faith Harvest Church. That's Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. And we appreciate it, and we pray God's richest blessings on you as you consider giving to us. All right, Rick, Claire said she was on her way back from Alaska and was not able to join us, but I want to talk about Iran, Russia, and China, and some things that people don't know. I know you're probably aware of this, but you know, they had a meeting in the summer of 2020 in Iran, Putin, Xi, and Rossi. They came together to talk about how they might use the riots and the unrest and the chaos and all the different things and the elements to make sure Trump didn't stay in office, because he was a disruptor to their plans.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's a, they had a meeting, and they've been, and quite honestly, they've been working together quite closely, to try to disrupt the Middle East, the Far East, and Europe, subsequently, because they view America as a weakened power, and they, domestically, they're trying to break everything, and, internationally, they're trying to create an environment where other countries don't believe they can depend upon the United States mm-hmm. as a trustworthy ally. So they have a plan, they're implementing their plan, and we don't even acknowledge that they're at war with us.
No, especially under this, under this particular tyrannical regime. It's just absolutely insane. I was looking at Epoch Times, and there's another story that's out, you know, today in the Epoch Times dealing with January 6th. A retired police sergeant, oath keeper, helped rescue Capitol Police on January 6th at the moment the world needed it. And of course, you know, his story is buried, and no one, you know, he's going to be, you know, prosecuted, right? As, you know.
Right. He's being prosecuted, and yeah. Oh, by the way, the prosecution, this is getting out because Capitol Police officers are coming out and saying, wait a second, this is nuts. But the prosecution, the U.S. Attorney's Office, has been hiding that information, has not been forthcoming with that information. They knew it, and yet they're pursuing the prosecution anyway. So you get down to it, it shows the fraudulent nature. You know, Lady Justice, we've got this picture of Lady Justice that's plastered everywhere, blindfolded, and, you know, the scales of justice are even. But the truth of the matter is our DOJ, our Department of Justice, the Lady Justice isn't blindfolded. And there's a, and the left, you can say Biden, has got his hand firmly on one of the sides of the scales and pushing it down. There's no, and that's the only way you can explain how somebody who the Capitol Police themselves have said wasn't, you know, protected them.
Yep.
At a time when they need to be protected.
Yep.
And yet he's being prosecuted for that very action.
Yeah. It's absolutely, you know, but again, this is what tyrants do, Rick. This is what tyrants do. And we're going to continue to bring these stories to your attention. And where I'm going to continue to call out that the January 6th committee is committing treason. And I have already requested of my representative, Chip Roy, and I would encourage anyone listening to contact the switchboard at 202-224-3121. If Chip Roy is your congressional member, tell him, say, listen, I am putting you on notice. There are four dead Americans whose lives are worthy of being investigated, and you need to do something about this. Ashley Babbitt, Rosen Boylan, Kevin Grissom, and Benjamin Phillips. These are four Americans that were murdered on the 6th of January. And like this individual, there are false charges and false accusations that are being made and false evidence that is being entered in by this commission, and something needs to be done about it, and we are demanding accountability. 202-224-3121. You can call your congressional member. You can call your two senators and say, we demand accountability of those that are propagating a false narrative about January 6th.
And, you know, the most, when you think about that, first of all, Chip Roy is leading the charge on that. He's somebody who is, pushing hard on a variety of issues very fearlessly, taking a lot of grief by some of his colleagues in Congress. And, I've known Chip for a long time. He's a great guy. And he's an honest guy who's basically is saying, I don't really care what political repercussions there are. I'm going to do what's right to save this country. And folks, when you talk about calling your congressman now, remember, there's an election, and if you don't like how your congressman is reacting, you know, if you've got a Democrat congressperson who's been rubber stamping this thing, you know, there's a chance to make some changes.
Yep.
The only way you get Jim Jordan, who's a staunch biter on these issues, you get Jim Jordan as the House Judiciary Committee chairman is if the Republicans win a majority in the House.
If there's a true red wave.
So if you want there to be real accountability in January when Nancy Pelosi isn't Speaker, then Nancy Pelosi can't be Speaker. And that means that red wave has to happen.
Hear, hear.
And the bigger the wave, the more likely we'll get accountability.
And we'll be back right after this break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Everybody push the button. All right, welcome back to Generation Radio. I know, you know, I'm hokey. Is that what it is? I've been told I'm kind of hokey sometimes, but that's okay. I wear a tie. I'm trying to look more professional. Anyway,
the good news is you can do the hokey pokey and you can turn yourself around now.
There you go, baby. I like that. There you go. All right. So, we were talking as we went into the break, about the tyrants and so on, but we were also, I started out by talking about Xi and Putin and Rossi, and actually Erdogan was involved in that meeting as well. As I understand it, it was on the border of Turkey and Iran where they had their little powwow meeting, which is one of the reasons why, by the way, I'm just going to throw this out there. One of the reasons, by the way, why I suggest that the Pennsylvania senatorial race is the lesser of two evils. Because look, Oz has said he's pro-abortion, he's pro-sodomy, he's pro-same-sex marriage, which means that he is pro-child transition, and then he is also a Turkish citizen. This is a bad combination, ladies and gentlemen. It's a bad, bad combination. Fetterman is probably worse, I'm sure. But we don't have a win. We can't have a win in Pennsylvania at this point, in my humble opinion. And that all ties back to two topics, Rick, that I'd like you to speak about. One is energy, and then briefly something you mentioned to me in the break, which is the iron fist by which Xi is taking control of China and this with the CCP And what does that mean to us here in America?
Yeah, getting to the, you know, the first part in terms of the, you know, we wanted to talk a little bit about energy and what we're looking at around the world. And the fact of the matter is the Europeans are in trouble because of their Green New Deal agenda. They're about 10 years ahead of us in terms of that, or I would say behind us, because they've destroyed their economies by depending on solar and wind, and natural gas to some small extent. But the United States is, in fact, and other countries are shipping a lot of natural gas to Europe. And quite honestly, the Europeans don't have enough of a capacity to convert the liquefied natural gas into usable formats. And so they've got a little bit of a, got a lot of ships with natural gas there. But what that points to is this is not, you know, this isn't a problem that's just going to go away. This is a problem that we have to bang on for 5-10 years. And the problem is not, you know, Europe can take care of Europe in terms of their ability to intake natural gas, but we have to be able to develop the natural gas. We have to be able to build on the oil side, build new refineries, expand existing refineries, change renewable fuel standards so that it doesn't shut down small to mid-sized refineries because they can't afford to subsidize the corn industry in Iowa anymore. Because that's what the renewable fuel standard does. It requires mid-sized refineries to make kerosene and diesel and things like that. Forces them to buy ethanol credits. And from big refineries, because the government requires that a refinery have a certain amount of, produce a certain amount of corn ethanol. And if they don't produce corn ethanol, they have to buy credits from refineries that do, putting the actual diesel refiners, the actual refiners of fuel oil to heat our homes, heating fuel oil. Those refiners are having to subsidize the big refineries that are producing ethanol because of the renewable fuel standard. We have to change that. We have to fix that. And quite honestly, it's one of the few energy policies that I believe Donald Trump made a mistake on, in that he continued with allowing that system to exist. But there's some things we need to do. We need, you know, the ban that Biden's put on a lot of drilling on federal lands isn't something that's going to cause a problem today. It's something that's going to cause a problem 5 years from now when that drilling would be producing oil, 2 to 3 years ago when it'd be producing oil. The ban, when you shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, the Keystone XL pipeline would be online right now if he hadn't shut it down at the beginning of his administration.
Right.
Because, you know, these things, you don't snap your fingers and they just happen. They take time to build.
Right.
There have been a year and a half of building that Keystone XL pipeline, and it would be flowing oil right now to our refineries here in America, or quite honestly, be shipped elsewhere around the world through our ports. Either way, that would be functional. It would be more capacity that we'd have online that could then, guess what we wouldn't have to be doing? Emptying our strategic oil petroleum reserve.
Well, this is insane.
We're doing everything
it's
wrong.
It's insane. Yes, I mean, I wholeheartedly agree, Rick, that you are brilliant, by the way, when it comes to policy, and you have been just a godsend when it comes to your influence and being able to bring coalitions together to get so many things done that people don't realize how much of an influence you've had. And I just want to publicly put that out there so people understand that. The thing is, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, yes, it is there's a future impact. But, you know, we can't, right now, look, if that pipeline's in place, then Putin's nuclear threat goes away.
Right.
Because all you say to Putin is, hey, guess what, buddy? you will have no money as of tomorrow. You will have no money to fund your army. You will have no money to feed your people, and you're going to have to turn internally, because there's going to be a revolution in Russia. And here, and you punch the button, you flip the switch, and all of a sudden Europe is flooded with natural gas, and Russia is literally isolated, and it doesn't, China is inside. Here's the problem, and we'll talk about it, forgot about a minute and a half left. China is actually in huge trouble. Xi is burying the Chinese people. There's a front, an elite front, maybe 3 to 5% that are living in a virtual reality, and 95% of the country is facing abject poverty and starvation, and all of that would come to light if we took out Russia and Putin and his gas pipeline.
Now, China is dependent upon Russian oil, Russian natural gas, as well as Iran. And they've got to deal with Iran, where they're getting a lot of oil from Iran. And they are facing an economic tsunami, and right now, and at the same time, Xi is consolidating power, and kind of really going back to what they tried to not have happen, which is have another Mao, and he is now consolidating power, having his opponents arrested very publicly. And it is a extremely dangerous situation in China, where the populace is being essentially abused. But the people who are abusing them they don't look at things the way we do. They look at things from a dictator's point of view, and a dictator's point of view means I got the guns, you don't, you do what I say.
Well, and final minute here, I'll just say this, you know, the other thing, and I've got a lot of very close relationships with people that are feeding me information about it. The other piece about this is the money. It's about money. They are a godless society. They have no morals whatsoever. So it's all about getting, approval, if you will, through financial, benefit. Okay. And that's why I'm saying, folks, gosh, there's a simple solution to this, but Biden's not the guy to do it. We need this red wave, and then we need to force open the energy pipelines, because energy and controlling energy, that's the power right there. That's the power.
That is the power, 100%.
Yep.
And it's again, the other side just understands, the green energy advocates understand that it's just dangerous world.
Here we go. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.